The one female at the table, who is Annie Nightingale.
Hello.
Why have all the fellas been round you all through? Like, until Paul Daniels came, they were around you like flies.
I don't know.
That's magnetic. Not a very complimentary statement to make, is
no,
it?
No, it isn't, actually. No.
Have you enjoyed the din-dins,
first? Oh, it's been smashing.
Yeah. It's all right, isn't it?
Really has.
Crimble, have you had any mad presents that you want to talk about, that we should know about?
Well,
the
one isn't amused.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, I can't do Prince
Charles.
Oh,
you've met her, haven't you?
Oh, yes, I met Lady Di.
Yes.
Do you know what
Princess
she said?
Yeah.
I don't. Everyone still calls her Lady Di.
Really, yes.
I was standing next to Cilla Black at the switching on of the Christmas
lights
in Regent Street, and Cilla says, "Oh, you look lovely." So Princess Diana says, "You look jolly nice too." and they're all chatting away, and then she comes to me, and I think, "Well, now I don't know what to do." So I said, "Hello, I'm Anne Nightingale from Radio 1," and she goes, "Good evening."
And that was it. Yes. She actually said good evening to
I wanted to know what music she likes. That was the one thing I wanted to ask her.
Oh, I bet she's into the Eagles and things like that.
Well, I'm told Dr. Feelgood. I'm told Ultravox.
Dr. Feelgood, would that be anything to do with what's going on at the moment? Possibly.
Possibly be.
Yes, right. What about music for you, though? I mean, we've got to be playing everybody's favourite record at the moment.
War Boys are still doing terribly.
Oh, it had to be.
Yeah, War Boys are still doing so well.
We are, of course, in case you haven't heard any raving about them, of course we're talking about the Police, but which particular one?
Well, I think everybody's heard the new album an awful lot, so I think it'd be nice to go back a year.
Yep.
Or, no, not a year, or this year. And play their number one single, which is Don't Stand So Close to Me.
But now you are close to me. Can I have a Christmas kiss, please?
Absolutely.
Young teacher, the subject of schoolgirl fantasy. She wants him so badly, knows what she wants.